2018 Illinois football is just around the corner. Get your season tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Had the America's pleasure of having dinner with this guy last Thursday night. Got off the air, went right out to Annie Gunn's with this man and his wife, and Tom Price and his wife. Please welcome 1/6 of that dinner part. No, not ready.
No, give it another right. Couple of seconds. I think he's on the phone with it.
Dan, what are you doing? Dan, this is so...
Yes.
Oh, is he there?
No, they're looking for him.
What? Maybe if you had called him earlier instead of stepping out back, sucking on a cancer stick.
He sent me a text and said, I'll be ready.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the story right now?
He's I'm not calling ready.
Should I stop the music?
Yeah,
no, I'm going to call
stop the music. Dan, when did you actually make the first call?
A couple of minutes ago.
About 1 minute ago.
No.
How about maybe you should have done
a minute
it 3 minutes ago?
He usually answers the phone right away. Yeah.
This is very awkward.
And so I had to go through, I tried again, and then I went through the
any young
reception.
People listening who are studying broadcasting, you might want to use this show. Because there are lots of examples of what not to do here. This is one right here. You don't come on and do a big, long introduction. I had dinner with this guy Thursday. And the whole thing, and then only to have look up and see that Limey is waving frantically like a guy in the ocean drowning. Not ready. And then realize that Dan does not have John Loft on the phone. I'm going to have to do the whole introduction again. I have to do it all over.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people forgot what I said. Who'd you have dinner with? Where'd you have dinner? So we'll do it again. Now, I'd say we're going to roll the dice. Start the music. Let's just hope he's on. Start the music.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America.
John's on the phone. I don't see his name
on the screen. I see a phone number on the screen.
America's the greatest land of all.
I don't do this till I see a name on the screen. Oh, there it is. I don't know if I told you folks, but Thursday night I had dinner with this guy and his wife and Tom Price and his wife. And now 1/6 of that dinner party, John Landoff. Hello, John.
How are you? How you doing?
Fine. Sorry for that little... Now, see, that's what Dan just did is not funny. You want me to tell you what
no,
Dan...
No, don't.
Put on... See, Dan's supposed
no,
to...
No, please.
No, he's
please
supposed
share
to put on the screen John Landoff. That's what's supposed to stay on the screen.
Yes, and what did he put on the screen?
All right. Do you want me to tell you?
No.
It's too late. John said he wants to hear it. Here's what he put on the screen. It says, George Weber.
Ha, 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 ha.
Now, we're laughing, but it's nervous laughter because we know as soon as this is over, John is going to ask that Dan be terminated.
I know.
Where does...
No, he's still there. He's just in shock.
No, but why is he... His thing's gone green, and I can't hear him.
Oh, he might have hung up. Wouldn't that be
can't
something?
Hear him?
Mr. Landoff.
He's gone.
If you're there, can you
no,
say something?
He's not there. No, he hung up.
Hang on a second.
Now, he said...
Okay, there we go.
Oh, there you
go.
There he is. How do we lose him?
I have no idea. He just went... Okay, so red means, to the listeners, red means that we're talking to him right now, and all of a sudden his line just went green again, which means he's waiting.
Yeah, I think he might have.
I don't understand any of that, but Limey just said he can't. He can't do something, so I don't know what you can't and can't do, but, you know, sorry about that, mate. And Dan, I tell you what, one more funny thing like that, buddy.
You're going to kick my butt.
You know, huh?
Now, see,
remember Jackie Gleason?
to the moon.
One of these days.
Now, see, John, let's just compare attempts at comedy. Let's compare what Dan just did to something years ago that I did that actually turned out to be, even to me, I was surprised at how well it worked out. I had you and Dave Sinclair on the phone together. This is unheard of.
I remember that.
And that actually turned out to really be entertaining and funny, unlike what you just did to John, which was not funny at all. But John,
this just goes to show, Frank, that you are obviously, you know, the show.
Oh, okay.
And then your other guys, you know, they chime in, and
I'll
every once in a while, Dan. Every once in a while, Dan, you just can't help yourself, buddy, can you?
No, I know.
Can't help yourself.
And see, if you had put on there, Mr. Morales is on the phone. See, that would be okay.
Oh, the old, yeah, the old.
Non-existent, yeah. Not around anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a name, and John, please.
Frank?
Milner. You remember the name Milner? The Bud Milner. Do you remember that name?
Yes, of course I remember that name.
The first Chevy that I was ever able to afford that was like a, it was a demo, I got through a radio station that I knew a guy that worked there, and it was a demo, and that's the name. That's where it came from. And I didn't know you obviously then. I didn't know your dad, even though you were in business sitting up there right where you are now. So I would ask for forgiveness, but there's nothing to forgive. I didn't know who you were. But plus, I got the car for next to nothing because it was a radio station sales executive driven demo deal of the century. So I couldn't turn it down. But it was a 75 Chevy Caprice Classic.
Whoa.
With cruise control. And I'm going to tell you, for people who aren't old enough to understand this, when cruise control came along, this was, I mean, like the greatest thing to happen to driving a car since air conditioning, or maybe right up there with air conditioning. The fact that you could take your foot off the accelerator and actually rest your leg. Whoo! And there were people who were afraid of it. They, well, this is not, what if that thing goes crazy and decides to accelerate on its own? And I remember all that stuff. But no, cruise control, and I had it on that Caprice, and man,
did you?
And I had tilt wheel, power.
Oh, you
loved
that, did you?
Ooh, listen, I was what?
What does tilt wheel mean? I don't know what that means.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I might call
it means
different
the steering
now.
Wheel tilt.
Oh,
up
and
tilt up.
You could just adjust the steering wheel.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Wow.
No, you're kidding.
I have no idea that was called
adjust,
a tilt. That's
you,
been
no,
on every,
you know what? You really do need to see John for a new car.
That's been on every vehicle since I've been alive.
What, tilt
he
wheel?
Can't, he, can't, yeah. He, yeah. He can't help himself.
But this one tilted a lot more. It would go, you could tilt it up, and it was easier in and out of
Dan,
the car.
What are you trying to say? That Frank had to have a steering wheel that would tilt up high?
Try to say I was fat?
Yeah. Would it be Dan?
I happened to be in my really 20s when I had that car, and I wasn't fat at all. I was
ripped.
I was thankful.
Ripped, weren't you, buddy?
Hey, how about this? Tomorrow is my anniversary. When I was married 47 years ago tomorrow, I weighed, get ready, 145 pounds.
Wow.
That's my marriage weight. Like they talk about your fighting weight? My marriage weight, 145.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is awesome.
Now, do you have any suggestions? Because I ask everybody else. I've got my vitamins. I got some like any of those energy boosting things. I got some of that stuff you get at the truck stop for stamina, sexual stamina. I'm trying to do everything. You go to truck stops and they have the sexual stamina pills at the cash register.
So
I got
instead
all
of 25 seconds,
extra vitamins.
45 seconds.
You said 47 years, correct?
Correct.
You didn't say your 7-year anniversary. Your
40.
47.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would think probably some, I don't know, you know, some antacids. You know.
Well, I'm not ruling anything out. Let me write that
something,
down.
Maybe something, you add know, for foot fungus or something. I don't know. I mean, you know, hey. You're getting up there, buddy.
Yeah.
You got to, I didn't say diaper because you didn't say 57-year anniversary. So right now you're still probably good with your boxers.
I don't wear boxers. I don't like boxers. I don't like them because Mr. Happy is always flopping out of that door, that front door thing. There's no constriction there. They're too swing easy.
I'm not
going to
talk about a reason why that's happening, big buddy, but.
Well, I don't like them. I never liked boxers. I went in the basic training for the Army. What do? Issue boxers. I'd never worn them in my life. They bunch up under your clothes. They're just not comfortable because they get all, you know what I'm saying, all scrunched up. Where good, tight underwear, not tidy whiteys, but what do they call them? Boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs, yeah.
Snug. Snug and controlled.
And the Chinese rip everything off. Their Viagra is purple. The Viagra you get from China is purple.
How do you know?
Where did that?
How do you know
that?
Where did that?
I have some. That just came out of left field.
You have some?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese Viagra.
I'll bring you one tomorrow.
I need it tonight. Tomorrow will be fine because tomorrow night is the big night.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday I will have a report on Chinese Viagra.
I have a care kit for you. It'll be one pill, it'll be one wet wipe, and one cigarette.
A wet wipe. Oh, my.
Of course, in China, erection is when they vote on who's going to leave the country. That's a Tuesday, erection.
I knew sooner or later you were going to come up with a little bit of an accent.
I had no choice.
That's pretty funny. You can't help yourself.
I want to commend you. We had dinner Thursday night, and I have to commend you. You ordered fairly reasonably priced wine. You did, and I know it was tough for you to do. That's not
no,
something.
It wasn't.
Sure, it was.
But no,
you used great restraint. It was good wine, but it wasn't the real over the top stuff.
It was great wine.
Yeah,
and you know, you're talking about one of the greatest wine lists in the country. Okay, not just our wonderful, you know, St. Louis metro area, but I mean it is a wine Bible. My God, you almost need a cart to bring it out. That's so heavy. But no, it was easy picking out a great a bottle and not watching you cry.
Was it a white wine or a red wine?
Red.
It was a red wine. It was red wine, Dan, and I was kind of on a roll. Interrupt me again.
Oh.
That's okay, sorry. Dan, keep it up. I'm telling you what, I know where you live. Don't mess around with me more.
I never have and I never will understand wine. I never will. I'll never be the guy to order it because I don't know what I'm doing and I'm never going to take the time to learn. I just am not. It's like scotch. I don't care about it that much enough to get into it. But you're a Cabernet guy, right? You're Cabernet.
But you know what? The lovely Mrs. Longhoff and I are running the St. Louis 13.1 half marathon.
You
this
too?
Sunday. This Sunday. What's that?
You too? I'm in that. Oh, wait.
Right.
I'm thinking of somebody else. No.
Right. But, and so, you know, I haven't had any, you know, that was the first time I've had some red wine in quite a while because you can't drink a lot of red wine and then go run 5 and 6 miles the next day because it's like, you know, you're dehydrated. You got to drink a lot of water. So if you notice, I drink a lot of water that night.
I want to tell something else about you. People may not know. No, I'm serious about this. I'm dead serious about this because I think this is commendable. I got on you one time because I went to lunch with you and you were texting while you were driving. This was a couple of years ago and you stopped it. You stopped, but you were texting. Here's another thing you do, and this is not a joke. If John knows that he and his wife are going to have a couple glasses of wine, he has a driver take them and pick them up. And I think that's very smart.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you there are lots of people with DWIs who are right now going, man, if only I'd been smart enough to do that. You know, it's not that big a deal. There are companies that do that, provide drivers. And I just think that's – I know that sometimes if one of you has not had much to drink or anything to drink, then you can drive the other one home. But in case you both have had something to drink, it's not the first time I've seen where you had a driver take you home. So good for you.
Well, thanks, Frank.
I got a big thing about drinking and driving. I just do.
Me too.
And I'm sitting here in the room with a guy who's
frightening.
I'm sitting in the room right now in the studio with a guy, Tim Woodburn, who, when we first came on here, and I want to do this again, Tim, because a lot of people didn't hear it, but he was willing to tell his DWI story, and Tim Woodburn would be the first to talk to anybody about how it is not a good idea to drink and drive because
it'll ruin your life.
If let me just mention, if you don't mind, for the next 9 years, Tim Woodburn, and I've seen him do it in the parking lot, has to blow into a device to start his own car, and he has to do it for 9 more years. So he will tell you, not worth it. Not worth it.
Nope, you got to be safe. Be careful. Be safe. Too many wonderful people have lost their lives to drunk drivers who had been warned several times before to stop. You know, just it's dangerous. Dangerous out there, but I tell you what, beautiful day today.
Yeah, great
unbelievable.
Day.
Unbelievable. You know, it's good to have a break in temperatures. So we've had a good day today. We had a pretty doggone good weekend. It's June. Can you believe it? June.
Yeah.
Where is the year going? You know, when you just have this much fun. You know, Frank, you and I and the team getting to talk, because I feel like I'm part of the team, just as you all are part of the Johnny Law and Dr. Valet team.
I come in every once in a while and help try and sell cars.
Yes, you do. What's your name again?
Dan.
Oh, Dan. Yes, Dan. But late. We're open late tonight. Come and see us. We've got 800 new cars, new trucks, pre-owned vehicles on our building and lot here to come and look at. So 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. Shout out to got my hair cut Friday.
No, that was a jab at me. I get it.
No, it wasn't. No.
Got my hair cut. You know, I haven't been able to do that since I was a teenager.
My buddy Mark Bronca, Studio Bronca, at least Morgan Caller, who cuts my hair. I'm into short hair. I just, you know, I can't take the long hair any longer. And, you know, just especially with this heat. Mm. But the one thing about the short hair is the gray on my temples, it just, it's there. It's part of life.
It is.
Pops out. I have that.
Are you going to dye at any point? You think you'll dye your hair?
What? No,
hold on. That's a legitimate question.
No,
I know
a lot
of guys that dye their hair, and every one of them, their hair looks dyed. It doesn't look natural.
So, Elisa and her husband Josh were up here a few years ago, picking up another car from us, and Diane Kaiser, and the one of the leaders of the ladies of Law and Dr. Chevrolet up here in the executive offices. She asks, okay, we have one question. And Elise goes, yes. Does he dye his hair? And they all start laughing and giggling. I'm like, well, no. And Elise goes, no, he's probably too tight to pay for it, so he's not going to do it. But that's not the reason. I just, no. Ugh. Leave it alone. It looks good.
When men dye their hair, it never looks natural. It's either purple or too black, like shoe polish black. So yeah, don't do that. Because chicks dig two things: bald guys and guys with a little salt and pepper in there. They do.
I noticed how you mentioned the bald guys first.
I sure did. You bet I did.
For good reason. So hey, happy 47 years of anniversary. That's just unbelievable.
It sure has been fantastic and wonderful.
You just like me, Mr. Pinion, got very lucky. Very, very.
You got
very
that
lucky.
Right.
You were just lucky. All right. See you, kids.
All right. Hey, to give that number. We got that phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
All right. They're on the way. Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. He actually did dial it back on the wine. I mean, he likes his wine. He likes a good wine. And there was a driver there, just in case that he and his wife both weren't able to drive. So that's a good thing. Hit that music, if you would, for Taylor Nickerson. There it is. He is here to help with your technical issues, or at least talk to us about some things he thinks we might need to know. Proud papa of a brand new baby boy, Patrick Taylor Nickerson, sponsored by Window World, a number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Here is Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, guys. Daddy. How's everybody doing today?
Terrific. I understand you have, I got you a box of cigars to give out. You've given some. How many are left? There was a box of what, 20?
Box of 20. I think I am down to maybe 10 or so.
All right.
So they're going. Visitors come over and they take one.
But that tells me you're being selective about who gets them.
Not everybody gets one.
That's the way it should
be. Not everybody.
Not anybody who won't appreciate a fine cigar. Good
That's
for
right.
you.
That's right.
All right, so Patrick Taylor Nickerson is 9 days old. Is
he
listening? Is. You think he's listening right now?
I would have to guess that he might be sleeping right now.
Did you go to the trouble, or at least remember, to record us mentioning him on the air?
Well, speaking of technology, you don't have to do that anymore. We can podcast it at any point.
Well, but the podcast won't be there forever.
Right.
My suggestion is you capture for him down the road years later. Go,
right.
Hey, by the way, buddy, look here. You were on the radio. Your name was on the radio right after you were born.
And he got a joke dedicated to him.
There you go.
All right. I'll have to download that and keep it for him.
All right. What do we need to know in the tech world?
Well, as always, we start out with today in tech history, June 4th of 1977. The VHS was introduced as VidStar. Anybody remember that name? VidStar in North America.
No.
It was introduced at the Consumer Electronics Show in Chicago. VHS was based on an open standard developed by JVC in 1976 as compared to the Betamax, which came before the VHS, which it would compete against. VHS allowed for longer playtime, faster rewinding, and fast-forwarding. So
even though it was a bigger cassette, the Betamax was smaller. Betamax was Sony's.
Correct.
It was a smaller actual cassette.
Right.
Yeah, and it. Why did it not make it and VHS did? I don't remember.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because the actual recorder was smaller, too.
Correct.
So everything about it, you'd think, well, that's the one that's going to make
it.
It's more compact. No, it didn't.
So 1977 was before my time. Do you remember anything about the quality? Betamax versus VHS. Maybe VHS had a better quality than the Betamax did.
I don't remember. I never had a Betamax.
Okay.
I only had VHS.
All right.
I do remember the VHS, and a lot of people old enough to will remember that you had choices. You could record it like 2 hours, 4 hours, or 6 hours.
Right.
And, of course, the 2 hour was the best quality because the tape moved faster
through
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that with VHS as well. So today is actually a really big day in the tech world, but before I get to the fun stuff, I have a public service announcement for everybody.
The following is a public service announcement.
Following is a public service announcement.
All right, we're going to do this again, and we're going to edit that out.
Okay.
So this is going to sound like I didn't have to prompt you.
Go ahead and edit it out.
So where we're going to pick it up, the edit point will be, Taylor, you're going to say, I'll say 3, 2, 1, and you say, I have a public service announcement.
I can do
okay,
that.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
And I'm actually going to start with a public service announcement.
The following is a public service announcement.
All right. So last Friday, the FBI actually released a PSA warning consumers of a malware threat called VPN Filter. And the reason I want to tell everybody about this, the easiest way to get rid of it is to restart your router. Okay, so and it's very easy. How to do this. Unplug it, wait for about 10 seconds. This is literally as simple as it is. Unplug it, wait for about 10 seconds, and plug your router back in. Okay? So rebooting the router will intercept the malware, and it will also help identify affected devices. So if you've got a router at home, which almost everybody does now, unplug it, wait 10 seconds, plug it back in. That's what the FBI has recommended you do.
I heard that, and they said it's Russia or something like that, that the Russians are infiltrating everyone's router?
Right, yeah, something to do with them wanting to infiltrate the internet networks and go on and on and on, get technical, but unplug your router, plug it back in, and you'll be good to go.
I have to sidebar, because this is important. And it is in this category of what you do here. Mm-hmm. Just this morning, I had to change my Netflix password.
Ah, yeah.
Wait till you hear why. I get an email from Netflix, and it said, the email from Netflix said, we just thought it was odd that a device logged onto Netflix using your name and password.
Okay.
In Tunisia.
Wow.
Now,
do you know anyone in Tunisia?
No.
Okay.
So I changed the password.
Yeah.
But what makes this even more weird, also this morning, I had to cut up a credit card and kill it because for the second time in 6 months, somebody out there is buying things with one of my credit cards, but here's the way they do it, and they did it this way last time.
Yeah.
It's a purchase of almost nothing. This was $1.87 from some product in Paris, France.
Ooh.
$1.87. Last time this happened, it started with a $3 here,
sure.
iTunes download for 99 cents, and then progressively...
It's bigger and bigger.
They're testing the waters. They're fishing.
Sure.
And I didn't catch on to it right away, so they were able to buy a few things, $8, Tim. Then I get the fraudulent warning thing, and I get the text from the credit card people, and it says, somebody's trying to buy $8,000 worth of stereo. And I said, no, right now we shut it down. So I just this morning had to replace that card again because of $1.87, some product being shipped from Paris.
Wow.
And on the same day, I get the Netflix thing. Folks, please pay attention to charges on accounts that are regularly charged to a credit card because... Here's a dumb question I should know the answer to. Had I not changed the Netflix password, it seems to me that everything I watch on Netflix, I don't pay extra for. In other words, I pay for Netflix, whatever it is a month. Can somebody who has access to your Netflix password use it to purchase? Does Netflix sell movies? Or
they wouldn't be able to purchase anything directly using your Netflix account, but... Remember, you have a lot of personal information saved in your Netflix account. You probably have email addresses.
They had to have the email address to actually use my Netflix account with the password.
And remember, everybody pays for Netflix using either a debit card or a credit card.
Right.
You probably have your home address maybe saved in there, maybe not. But there's other... that sort of personal saved account information that they can go in and access.
It blew me away that somebody in Tunisia is watching Netflix on my account.
Well, what they do, they call them these hacker farms. And really all these people do is they sit around and try to hack accounts all over the world. I actually got a Twitter notification not too long ago, along with millions of other people that said, change your password right now. Same thing. They sit around. There's algorithms. They don't sit and just guess by hand. They have systems that run countless algorithms one after the other all day long, and that's how they get people's information from their accounts. So yeah, it's out there. You have to be careful.
Sorry, I had to mention it while I was thinking about
absolutely, and that's a good advice for the listeners as well. If you like Frank said, I'll repeat it, if you get an email that says pay attention to this charge or change your password, you know, sometimes people just delete them. They say, it's too much work. Changing a password takes 15 seconds to 30 seconds.
The other thing I would strongly recommend, and we must have done this at some point, and that's get a hold of the credit. There are three credit
bureaus.
What is it?
TransUnion. There's two others. Equifax.
TransUnion and Equifax.
Yeah. Get a hold of those people and say, I want you to let me know if anything's suspicious. And I got to tell you, credit... And same thing with your credit card people. When you travel, say, we're going to be in Seattle or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm going to their credit, man, they're constantly either calling us or sending us a text or an email saying, we thought this looked suspicious.
Yes. Yeah, something like we recognize a new account on your credit report.
Or a new device has decided to use Netflix. Yep. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
So I mentioned before, today is a huge day in technology, but before I get into it, at any point, if anybody wants to call with an issue or a problem, I will stop and take the call.
Hey, I want to jump in real quick. A guy named Jer just called and said two reasons why VHS took over for Betamax. Time, 6 to 8 hours recording time, and that on VHS.
That's right.
And porn, because of the time limit and that too, but I think VHS was a little cheaper also. Okay.
There was porn on Beta.
Yeah, but maybe not as much. Really, who knows?
Quick story. An advertiser many, many years ago who had a video store. Remember when there were video stores on every corner?
Oh yeah.
And he had a Beta and VHS. And he was going out of business because this was where we were starting to see the end of VHS. So he had a big sale, and he brought over to the station before he had his public sale.
Right.
A couple of boxes of porn. I mean, baby. Are you kidding? This was heaven for radio guys. We sat in there. You can have this one. You can have. I'll take Susie Double D goes to. I'll take that one. And then somebody else would go, oh, I like, and you're only judging it by the cover. That's all you have to go by. That was a big day at the station.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were divvying up beta and VHS porn tapes.
It was a big deal.
Now you can continue.
Okay. Well, today, if you're an Apple fan, you know the WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference. So this is the day that Apple releases all of the upcoming updates to all of its systems. The updates aren't released yet to the public. This is just when they tell us what's coming. Huge updates coming to all four operating systems. The biggest, I'm just going to give a couple highlights here. I see the phone are starting to light up. I'm just going to give a couple updates, okay? First off, it will be applicable to all devices back to 2013. So if you have a device back to the iPhone 6S, it will be compatible with that. The big push this year with Apple is augmented reality. Okay, augmented reality is where on you use your camera and you can see a picture or a video, and then there is a digital object that is superimposed on that image. So it's not virtual reality where everything is virtual. It's augmented reality.
So this is no different than like Snapchat, where you can change your face.
Correct.
That's augmented reality.
That is augmented reality.
Okay,
yes.
And there's one called MSQRD, Masquerade.
Oh, yes.
Where you can superimpose other faces.
Exactly.
On you.
Okay. Exactly. So being a new father and you being a grandfather, this one really caught my eye. It was the Lego app, the new augmented reality Lego app. What you can do is you're going to be able to build a physical structure using Legos, so the kids are still getting the physical response of building and playing, but then you can take your phone or your iPad. Say, for example, you build a castle.
Right.
You can take your phone or your iPad.
It's funny because my grandson only builds castles out of Legos. Because that's
really?
The easiest thing. You just stack them and make a tower and a castle.
So then what you can do is you take your phone or your iPad. Using the Lego app, you can insert horses and knights and riders and fights using the structure that you built, but you see other things happening on the screen, and you can play with multiple people. It was really, really neat to see them demo that. The other thing that Apple is going to be focusing on this year is digital health via three new programs. One is Do Not Disturb, which you can turn on when you go to bed. Two is group notifications, so you don't get a notification for every single thing that happens. And the third is a timer on apps. You can set a timer, say, for example, an app like Facebook. You can say, I only want to spend up to 10 minutes or an hour a day on Facebook, and there's literally a timer on there that will count down, and it will give you warnings, 10 minutes remaining, 5 minutes remaining on Facebook, and once that's done...
All right, that seems ridiculous to me.
Well,
you can't control yourself, how much time you're on Facebook.
Not for yourself, but maybe for your kids. For screen time
yeah,
and stuff like
screen,
that.
Screen time
right,
for the kids.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it is theoretically supposed to be for policing yourself, but we all know how that works.
Right.
Your time runs out, and you say, I want to do more.
Right.
But it is good for the kids. So, and there's more that I could go through. I see Sean's holding on the phone if we want to...
Let's put him on here.
Okay.
Sean, say hello to Taylor Nickerson. What do you have for him?
Hi, guys. I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good.
I got a question for you. We were talking about routers, and it reminded me I had a question. I moved to a new house. It's about it's a ranch style. It's about 2,500 square feet. And I was wondering what kind of router you would recommend. I have an older Netgear, and I'm looking to upgrade or replace it. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Can I help you? Can I try this? Sean, how big is the house?
Yeah, it's about, well, that includes the rent. The first floor is 2,500 square feet, and then we have a basement, too.
All right. Taylor, are you familiar with a Nighthawk?
I knew you were going to say that.
And the only reason I say this, Sean, I just had a router put in. I'm still in the, I guess, testing phase of this Xceed satellite dish internet that I got. And the guy who put it in, because like you're talking about, there are actually three floors to my house, the basement, main floor, and upstairs. And I said, I want to make sure this thing reaches the opposite quadrant of the house, and this guy said Nighthawk.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sean, I think it's like $240.
And it looks cool, too.
But it's the Nighthawk router, and apparently, and Taylor will take it from here, but it's got some great range on it. Am I right?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, so the Nighthawk is a great router.
That's a Netgear product, right?
Yes, correct. And honestly, Sean, what I would recommend you do, if you want to shop around just a little bit, is go into a store and just tell them the size of your house. Okay. Now you want to look for reputable brands, so your D-Links, your Netgears, your Linksys, things like that. But the Nighthawk is a great router. And the other thing that I would maybe recommend, if you're not getting the coverage that you want with one router, is considering a mesh system. Have you heard of a mesh Wi-Fi system? Do you know what that means?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay, so what that means is it actually usually comes with three parts. You have a main router, and you have two repeaters. And you can put those, okay. They're just small repeaters that plug into the wall, and you can put those in
is
different...
Is that like a Google Wi-Fi? I'm sorry.
No, go for it. What was your question?
Is that like Google Wi-Fi?
Google has a mesh system, yes. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but Google does have a mesh system. But basically what they do, they just work together to repeat the signal throughout your house. So you always have coverage no matter...
Is it better than Nighthawk, or is it cheaper?
It depends. Here's what I would tell Sean. That one router does not always work for every situation. We don't know the materials of his walls. We don't know how the house is configured. But my guess is that the Nighthawk would work for him, so you can start there. But if you find that you're getting dead spots, and there are apps out there that you can download and walk around your house, and it will show you the Wi-Fi signal. And if you feel like you're not getting a good signal in one area, instead of going the full mesh route, you can always get a one repeater to work with you as well. But yes, Nighthawk is a great router. If that's somewhere that you want to start and give it a shot, I think you'll be happy with it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help. Thank you very much, guys.
All right,
no
Sean,
problem,
thank
Sean.
You. And $240, I think I paid $220, $234. It's a lot of money for a router, but what's more aggravating than being in part of the house and going, ah, crap, no Wi-Fi
nothing,
signal.
Nothing.
I mean, if you're going to have it at home, have it all through the whole house.
Sure. And with that, too, when you have a really strong router, it not only works in the house, but you can take your devices maybe out on the patio, take it out in the yard, and you still got a signal outside.
When this guy came over, what he said to me was, he says, you want the Nighthawk. And it's just like he was revealing a top secret. And I said, really? I said, will that cover the whole house? He said, you can go to the end of your driveway and you'll have a signal. And I got a fairly long driveway.
Yeah.
So that did it.
There you go.
It sold me on the Nighthawk.
All right. So getting back to the developers conference, big news for Charter Spectrum subscribers. By the end of the year, if you are a Charter Spectrum subscriber, which there are a lot in the St. Louis area, you can actually replace your cable box, your big clunky cable box, with an Apple TV. There's going to be a fully functional app that has all of the features of the cable box.
This is huge.
So all of your live channels, your DVR, everything that you can do on your cable box, they revealed this today at the developers conference, you can now do on the Apple TV.
So you don't even have to have this regular coax. You just plug an Apple TV. Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. And you can either hardwire it through Ethernet or use it via Wi-Fi. So
for people listening, I'm sure there's still people listening who, when we say Apple TV, they think we're talking about a television.
Right. So the Apple TV is a small device about the size, a little bit bigger than a hockey puck. It's a square that you plug in one to the wall for power, and you can plug in the Ethernet cable to your internet, or it can run off Wi-Fi.
Do you have you have to have a smart TV for that?
No.
This is huge. I'm not kidding. This is huge for Spectrum.
Absolutely, it is big. And there are some services right now that have full service apps. One that I have talked about a number of times before, the YouTube TV, which is an app on Apple TV, but for Spectrum subscribers, this is big.
When is this going to happen?
So this is all leading up to the new release of the new operating systems, and usually that's September-ish. So we're looking late
Spectrum.
Summer into fall. Yeah, so Dan, as you're a Spectrum subscriber, you, you will, if you want, be able to get rid of all of your cable boxes and use only Apple TVs, which is huge because you can take them anywhere you want. You know, you're not tied to one TV, to one room. You're not tied to, especially in older homes where it's tough to find a coax outlet on the wall. This works anywhere. So it's going to be big for Spectrum subscribers.
We have the cable box in the main living room and then a smart TV up in the bedroom. And we get it through the smart TV up there on Wi-Fi. So
yeah.
Apple TV, we'll do that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is going to be big. The Apple Watches are also getting some updates for people that are Apple Watch users. Podcast app is coming, which doesn't sound like a big thing, but if you're an Apple Watch user and you've been frustrated that there is no podcast app on the watch, we are going to get one now. You will also be able to, they're going to do a walkie-talkie mode, so you can talk back and forth between other people with an Apple Watch using the walkie-talkie mode. Maybe fun if you have kids or other people you're around.
Hold on a second. Remember when people, Nextel.
Yes, they had the walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. And yes. Somebody be working out at your house, he's on a part of a crew, and he goes, and it was to save on cellular time.
Yes.
Well, now, with unlimited packages, you never see people. It doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And that's when you set Apple Watch to talk to each other. Are you kidding me? Just make a phone call.
That's like Dick Tracy.
Yeah, just use a cell phone. Yeah. It's a cell phone.
Yep. So there are a number of other updates, and what I will do is lead you to my Facebook page. It is facebook.com/TaylorOnTech, and you can get a full list of the Apple updates that are coming this fall.
Okay.
All right. Well, what the heck? I'm Taylor on Tech.
Right. Taylor Nickerson. If you need his help, you can contact him at, give them the email address.
It is TaylorOnTech@gmail.com.
And then once again, the Facebook page.
It is facebook.com/TaylorOnTech.
All right. And Taylor Nickerson is brought to you by Window World every Monday. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want more information. I'm sure you know by now. It is the largest selling, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. So thank you, Taylor Nickerson. Bill Cleveland is in the room. I see him over there in Dan's quarantine box.
Yeah.
Bill, just give me a nod. You want to go now or you want to go in the Playhouse? Your choice. No?
It doesn't matter.
He says it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If it doesn't matter, let's do it in the Playhouse.
Okay.
That'll give us time to take a break. You need to take a break. Get some business.
I've got about a minute and 30 worth of business to do.
Let's do it. I'll do some business. You do your business. We'll kick it around till top of the hour, and then it's Playhouse time, and Bill Cleveland will be inside the Playhouse. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I know you know those names. They've been part of this show for 15 or 16 years easily. Listen up, folks. When you retire or you change jobs and you have a 401k plan, there are questions you need answered and questions you might not even know you have these questions. And by the way, if you don't even know to ask the questions, you're really in some trouble and need some help. Questions like, should you cash out or should you do a direct rollover to an IRA? Again, this is when you retire or change jobs and have a 401k plan. Do you pay tax on the money? What about penalties? Are you entitled to some sort of favorable tax treatment? What's the growth potential of that money? You probably don't know the answer to those questions, but I have some guys who do. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and I'm just asking that you consider setting up an appointment, a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason. There will be no obligation, no commitment on your part. It's just an initial meeting. It costs you nothing. And if you have a financial advisor, so what? How in the world could a second opinion, a good second opinion, hurt? It can't hurt anything. In fact, it's just a good idea. You'll find their phone number and everything else you might want to know about them at this easy-to-remember website, markandjason.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Rockwell Sonicrafter. They cleared an accident southbound 55 at 7th Street, but the damage is done. Eastbound 70 bumper to bumper back to Grand. Southbound 270 ramp to eastbound 70. That's closed due to a crash. They cleared the accident northbound 270 at Ladue. Heavy westbound 44 past Hampton to Shrewsbury, and bumper to bumper road work back up eastbound 64 at Greenmount. This Father's Day, Rockwell makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The Sonicrafter Multi-Tool, the world's most versatile and must-have for Dad. Visit Sonicrafter.com or your local Lowe's. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you, or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Did you know that the average American homeowner has over $16,000 in credit card debt? That's right, you're not alone. And the monthly bills just pile up and they keep coming. You write the check for the minimum payment, the next statement comes in the mail, just like that. With home values going up at this record level and mortgage interest rates still near their historic lows, there's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, anxiety, or have trouble sleeping? If any of these questions got your attention, the CBD 24 system by Infantry might be your answer. Visit any One Nation Nutrition location in O'Fallon, Wentzville, or St. Peter's for details and change your life.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
This guy who just passed away not long ago who liked to take pictures of women going to the bathroom. See, that's not the way you're supposed to speak of the great Chuck Berry.
One of the
you're
kings
supposed,
of rock and roll.
Oh, you're supposed to talk about him in the sense that he was a pioneer in rock and roll. Yeah, he liked to take pictures of women going to the bathroom. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
He did. I saw a guy who was talking about driving back from the lake this weekend, the stuff that I observed that I didn't normally observe. And I don't see this often, but I saw some guy on the side of the interstate changing a tire. And that always looks real dangerous to me. Because like 2 feet off the road, and you can just, cars are going by, you know, buffeting him. He's so close to the road. When is the last time anybody in this room ever changed a tire? Bill Cleveland, you changed a tire ever?
Hey.
Yes? How long ago?
Like 10 years ago.
Okay, long time ago. Yeah. Dan, changed the tire?
Yes.
How long ago?
Oh, it was about maybe 10 or 11 years ago, and it was actually on Bill's car.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot all about that. Yeah.
Is this the same tire change we're talking about? Different.
No.
Limey, changed the tire?
About 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Tim?
I don't think I've ever changed a tire on a car.
Really?
Can I tell you that I also don't ever remember by myself changing a tire. I've helped somebody or had somebody help me, but honest to goodness, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could change it. I'm not kidding.
You can change a tire. It's really easy.
Well, I know I could, but I'd rather just call AAA. That's why I have AAA. I'm not going to do that because I'd have to get the manual out, find out where is it you're supposed to jack. Where is the jack? I don't even know where it is. I have to find the jack. By the way, there's 3 or 4 different kinds of jacks. There's a scissors jack. There's a corkscrew jack. Mm-hmm. Make sure I know what kind it is. How do you... It would take 3 hours to figure this out.
If anybody out there is wondering, your jack is typically underneath the spare tire in the boot. Or no, trunk. That's
the
what you
boot.
Guys call them. Yeah.
In the boot.
Yeah,
my bad.
No, British people. And tell them what they call the hood.
Bonnet.
Yes, the bonnet. I've had a couple of British cars, and you get home and you start reading the manual, and it goes, and under the bonnet you'll find the bonnet, what the heck, and under the boot, which is the trunk.
Boot.
But yeah, I don't I can tell you honestly, I have a couple of cars, and I have an extra car like my Trailblazer, my 14-year-old jack. I have never even looked for the jack.
Here's a
I don't know what it looks like.
A tip for changing the tire before you actually jack it up and get the tire off the ground, loosen the lug nuts.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you put it back down to make sure it's completely tight, when the tire is back on the ground, that's when you can tighten it up as like as hard as possible.
What did you say at first? Loosen them when?
Loosen them when the car is still on the ground.
Well, and the tire otherwise is on you're the just going to be turning the tire.
Well, yeah, there's some people. Some people do that. They just jack the thing up and they're trying to do it. And the tire's spinning around.
The last flat tire I remember was on a brand new car. It wasn't 3 months old. I had a flat tire and had another flat on the same car a couple of months later. But I don't. Thank goodness, have never had a blowout where you're going down the 70 miles an hour. I've never had that.
I had one 7 minutes before I went on the air here, right when I first started, right down there at Wendy's on
Manchester. I remember that. I remember. Right.
And then I did the news at 4 and scrambled down there to get it fixed and was back here to do the news at 5, and then it blew out the next day after I went through all that.
Yeah. And is anybody here, are you those people that push it till the tire basically almost have no tread before you buy new tires?
No. Not me.
Way too dangerous.
I don't do that.
I get new tires long probably before I need them. Same thing with batteries. 3 years, 4 years, battery's done. Out of here. Don't push.